There's good news and there's bad news when it comes to heart attacks. The good news is that research shows there have been fewer heart attacks among patients between 35 and 74 years old. But there's been an increase in heart attacks among younger people, and specifically younger women. To find out more about this, I spoke via Skype with Dr. Samir Arora, a cardiovascular disease fellow at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He was also the lead author on this new study, and I asked him what he was trying to find out with this research and what exactly he did find.
Basically, we know from the past that the incidence or the new heart attacks have actually declined in the overall U.S. population over the last 2 to 3 decades, and that has been a result of better preventive treatment, better management of hypertension and blood pressure. However, there was some recent data, some concerning data regarding worsening of cardiovascular risk profile among the younger generation. Therefore, we were interested in investigating whether the decline in the overall incidence of heart attacks has actually distributed equally among the younger and older generation. So basically, we distributed patients into two groups. One was between 35 and 54, and the other group was 55 to 74 years of age, which were categorized as the older age group. And we did find an overall decline in the incidence of heart attacks in the overall population, but we found that the proportion of heart attacks has actually gone up significantly in the younger generation.
To what do you attribute that?
So to kind of investigate it further, we categorized the younger age group into young men and young women, because we wanted to know, you know, if this is really a phenomenon of both the young men and women, or if it's just like one of the genders that's more affected. And in fact, we did find that the incidence or the new heart attacks has actually declined in young men, but only gone up in young women, which was a very concerning fact. Now, your question, it's a very good question. What do we attribute that to? That is something that we speculated. We did not have data to kind of prove one thing or the other. Although the one thing that we did see and we did confirm from some of the other data from other studies is that, again, the cardiovascular risk factor profile has worsened quite a bit in the younger generation, both in young men and women. But we did find that young women had a higher burden of this risk profile. When I keep on talking about this risk profile, I'm referring to diabetes, hypertension, which are considered as the traditional risk factors for heart attacks. Now, that said, so, you know, traditionally, heart disease is considered as a male predominant disease. And we were also interested to see if there were some non-traditional risk factors which might be playing a role. But that's something for the future researchers to kind of pursue and investigate.
When you talk about heart attacks traditionally being sort of a male disease, do you get the sense that physicians maybe aren't thinking about it as much with women when they present with maybe some of the same symptoms that men present with that lead a physician to think, well, maybe they have cardiovascular problems?
Yeah, that is definitely true. As I said, it's considered traditionally as a male's disease. In this study, the way heart attacks were defined, it might not have paralleled the definition of heart attacks in the clinical setting. So some of these heart attacks, which were defined in this study by this validated algorithm, might not have been classified as heart attacks in the real world. And therefore, it does kind of collaborate what you're exactly saying, that these patients may not have been seen as that higher risk and may not have been diagnosed as heart attacks in the real world, especially I'm talking about women here.
Do women and men tend to present with the same symptoms when they are at particularly high risk for a heart attack?
Well, there has been a lot of research on this, and the research has shown that although men traditionally present with classical chest pain, which gets worse with any kind of exertion, that is not the case in women. Women have a higher tendency to present with atypical chest pain, which is very difficult to diagnose.
What specifically do you think needs to happen so that the incidence of heart attacks among younger people, and specifically younger women, goes down as it has with other populations?
preventive medicine is very important for prevention of heart attacks. And preventive medicine is the reason why the heart attacks has overall declined, because we haven't really seen a significant decline in the risk factors. It's just the management of these risk factors has improved so much that the heart attacks are declining. These risk factors are not becoming heart attacks. And just by improving awareness of this study, we again want to reach out to outpatient providers and let them know that these risk factors should be managed better in women. And they should be actively pursuing for these risk factors and actively managing these risk factors so that we can actually reverse this trend, the trend that we are seeing over this study, which spanned across 2 decades.
Dr. Samir Arora is a cardiovascular disease fellow at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and the lead author on this study.